Thank you.
Merci.
OK. Bonjour à tout le monde.
Morning to everybody.
Je suis vraiment béni de pour ce temps que je passe ici.
I'm very blessed with the time I'm spending here.
Et tout à l'heure avant de venir ici.
So earlier, just before coming here,
mon interprète m'a donné un conseil.
My interpreter gave me an advice.
Docteur Philippe m'a dit que bon, je le dirai à la fin.
I will say it at the end. It's okay.
Parce qu'on ne s'est pas concerté donc.
Because we haven't spoken about it yet, so.
Mais c'est intéressant. C'est bien que vous entendez ça.
But it was interesting.
Merci vraiment à Pasteur Schaller.
Thank you, Pastor Schaller.
Pour le pupitre.
For the pulpit.
Merci à Pasteur Chibeli pour tout le temps que nous avons avec lui en Afrique. Il sera au Burkina Faso
donc au mois de juillet. For all the time he spends in Africa, he's going to be visiting Burkina Faso in July.
Nous l'attendons.
And we're waiting for him.
Je voudrais aussi bénir le Seigneur pour la vie de mon épouse Céline.
I would like to thank God for my wife Céline.
On a 30 ans de mariage.
30 years of marriage.
C'est la grâce de Dieu.
It's the grace of God.
C'est Dieu et pas sa grâce.
C'est grace, the grace of God.
Et donc l'église du Burkina vous salue.
So the church in Burkina greets you.
Et puis je pourrais vous dire aussi que votre amour envers nous est un grand encouragement.
So and your love towards us is a great encouragement.
Et que parfois on regarde nos limites, on veut s'arrêter, mais l'amour nous donne de continuer.
So sometimes we see our limits and we just want to stop, but we see that the love of God presses us to move forward.
Vous savez, nous avons donc ce grand thème, la sagesse.
So we have this great theme of wisdom.
Donc la sagesse pour notre temps.
Wisdom for our times.
Et j'aimerais considérer la sagesse pour les temps de faiblesse.
But I would like to think about today the wisdom for our weak time.
Et personne ne sortira dans la rue pour dire voici mes faiblesses.
Nobody goes out in the street and you know and says hey these are my weaknesses.
C'est pas des choses qu'on aimerait proclamer dans la rue partout sur les chemins.
We usually don't like to proclaim out loud our weaknesses.
Mais au fond de nos cœurs nous savons que nous avons des limites.
But in our hearts we know that we are limited.
Et j'aimerais prier.
And I would like to pray.
Seigneur notre Dieu.
Lord our God.
Merci pour ces moments.
Thank you for this time.
Merci pour ta parole.
Thank you for your word.
Merci pour tout ce que nous sommes en train de vivre ici.
And we thank you for everything we are experiencing here.
C'est simplement glorieux.
Simply glorious.
Que toute la gloire te revienne, Seigneur.
And may all the glory go to you.
Au nom de Jésus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Dans 2 Corinthiens 12, 9.
In 2 Corinthians 12, 9.
2 Corinthiens 12, le verset 9.
2 Corinthians 10, 12, 9.
Il est dit, et il m'a dit.
He says, but he said to me.
L'apôtre Paul parle, il dit, et il m'a dit.
So the apostle Paul is speaking, he said,
ma
he said unto me.
Te suffit.
My grace is sufficient for
car
you.
Ma puissance s'accomplit dans la faiblesse.
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
Il dit, je me glorifierai donc bien plus volontiers.
Therefore I will boast all the more gladly
de mes faiblesses,
about my weakness.
Afin que la puissance de Christ repose sur moi.
So that the Christ power may rest on me.
Voici un homme qui réalise ses limites.
Here is a man that really knows about his limitations.
Et au lieu de se lamenter,
and instead of lamenting,
il va écouter Dieu.
He's going to listen to God.
Vous savez, pour chaque situation,
for every situation,
pour chaque circonstance,
for each circumstance,
pour chaque problème,
for each problem.
C'est la sagesse seule qui peut nous apporter la joie.
Only wisdom can bring us joy.
Ça veut dire simplement une parole de la part de Dieu.
Just a word from God.
Quand nous avons une parole de la part de Dieu,
when we have a word from God,
alors nous savons le point de vue de Dieu concernant la situation.
Then we have the point of view of God about the situation.
Alors même si c'est difficile,
even if it's hard,
on peut manifester la joie.
We can manifest joy.
On peut manifester la joie.
You can manifest joy.
Je crois qu'avec cette rencontre,
and I believe that with this encounter,
l'apôtre Paul qui était si triste, qui a prié trois fois pour la délivrance,
Paul was sad. He prayed three times for deliverance.
Il nous a plus dit qu'il a prié une autre fois pour chercher à être délivré.
He is praying, you know, to be delivered.
Parce qu'il connaissait le point de vue de Dieu concernant cette situation.
Because he knew what was the point of view of God on that situation.
Donc, le principe de la faiblesse.
So the principle of weakness here
est unique.
Is unique.
Cela signifie impuissance.
It means that we don't have the power.
Incapacité.
We are incapable.
Je n'arrive pas à faire.
I cannot do this.
Peut-être je sais, mais j'échoue.
Maybe I'm trying, but I fail.
Et qu'est-ce que je peux faire par moi-même?
What can I do by myself?
Dieu dit,
God says,
que lorsque tu es faible,
when you are weak,
lorsque tu es souffrant,
when you are suffering,
sa grâce,
His grace,
est extrêmement suffisante.
Is extremely sufficient.
Alors donc, c'est beau.
It's beautiful.
J'ai la provision de Dieu.
That means I have a provision from God.
Voici la sagesse de Dieu.
This is the wisdom of God.
Je suis faible.
I'm weak.
Mais il a une force pour moi.
But there is a power for
Elle
me.
Ne réside pas en moi.
And doesn't come from
c'est
me.
Pas dans ma propre habileté.
It's not in my own capacity.
Mais c'est lui qui me la donne.
But he gives it to me.
Par la révélation de sa grâce.
Through the revelation of his grace.
Par ses paroles de grâce.
By this word of grace.
Vous savez, nous avons la parole de Dieu.
We have the word of God.
Quand nous pensons au bonheur.
When you think about happiness.
Il y a pas de bonheur sans la sagesse de Dieu.
There is no happiness really without the wisdom of God.
Si c'est pas la sagesse de Dieu.
If it's not the wisdom of God.
Les gens appellent bonheur ce qui n'est pas bonheur.
People call happiness what is not really happiness.
Peut-être c'est le bonheur selon leur définition.
It's maybe happiness according to their own definition.
Mais selon la définition de Dieu, le point de vue de Dieu.
But according to the point of view of God.
Ça relève de sa parole, de sa sagesse.
It's depending on his wisdom and his word.
Là où la sagesse de Dieu est vécue.
And when we leave the wisdom of
C'est-à-dire,
God,
la parole de Dieu est reçue,
when we receive the word of God,
il y a le bonheur.
Then you have happiness.
Il y a le bonheur ici.
Then you have joy here.
Dans la présence de Dieu.
In the presence of God.
C'est magnifique.
It's amazing.
Sa grâce
His grace
est conçue
is made
pour prendre en charge ma faiblesse.
To take care of my weakness.
Donc, je peux compter sur lui.
So I can lean on him.
Je peux m'attendre à lui.
I can expect from him. I can wait on him.
Oh, je peux m'estimer impuissant.
Maybe I can evaluate myself
sans énergie.
Having no energy, no power.
Dans mon âme.
In my soul.
Mais sa grâce est adéquate.
But his grace is sufficient.
Elle est qualifiée. Elle est capable.
The grace is qualified.
De me communiquer ce qui n'est pas. Dans ma vie, ce qui manque à ma vie.
Able to communicate in my life what is missing.
So on peut s'inquiéter pour beaucoup de choses.
So we can worry for a lot of things.
Et puis on peut se lamenter pour beaucoup de choses.
And we can lament on a lot of things.
On peut quelque part même parfois avoir honte de nous-mêmes.
Maybe we can be ashamed of ourselves.
Je disais tout à l'heure qu'on n'ose pas aller sur la place du marché pour dire, oh, voici ce que je suis.
You know, I said earlier that we don't go on the marketplaces to advertise our weaknesses.
On ne va pas le faire en allant magasiner.
We don't go, you know,
si
we don't.
Au Canada.
he just used a Canadian words in French.
On s'en vient là.
So we don't go shopping, you know, advertising about our weaknesses.
Non, on va pas le dire.
So no, we don't do that.
Et Dieu ne nous demande pas d'avoir plus de force.
So God is not asking for us to be stronger.
Mais de nous attendre à lui.
He's asking that we expect from him. We
et,
wait on him.
Et parce que c'est ça qui fait sa gloire.
This is that brings him the glory.
C'est ça. Dans Romains 11, verset 6.
Romans 11, 6.
Il dit, or, si c'est par la grâce, si c'est par grâce,
if
ce n'est plus
grace,
par les œuvres.
It's not by works.
Autrement, la grâce n'est plus une grâce.
Because otherwise, grace is no more grace.
Et ça, c'est que j'ai besoin de comprendre ça.
I need to understand this.
Parce que par moment, je veux moi aussi produire quelque chose.
Because sometimes I want to be producing things.
Et j'ai une petite histoire.
I have this little story here.
À l'intention de Pasteur Chaleur.
It's dedicated to Pasteur Chaleur.
Donc, mon histoire est intitulée Le pot cassé.
And my story is The Broken Vessel.
Ou Le pot fissuré.
Oh, yeah, The Broken Vessel.
Donc, aux Indes.
In India.
Il y avait un porteur d'eau.
He has a water bearer.
Il avait deux grands pots.
He had two big pots.
Alors, donc, l'image, c'est qu'il avait donc un joug. Sur lequel, ou bien on peut mettre un morceau de bois, chaque côté il y avait un pot.
And he had some kind of a yoke, and he had a pot on each side of his yoke,
et donc,
his shoulders.
Alors donc, il mettait de l'eau dans ces deux pots.
So he was putting water in both of his pots.
Il l'amenait à la maison de son maître.
And he was bringing that to his master's house.
Pour ravitailler la maison en eau.
To bring water in the house.
Il y avait un ruisseau quelque part où il allait puiser.
So he was going down to a river to get the water.
Et chaque jour, il le faisait.
And he was doing that every day.
Il y avait un pot qui était parfait, on va dire.
And he had one of those vessels that was
Mais l'autre
perfect.
Était fissuré.
The other one was broken.
Et lorsqu'il prenait l'eau à la source pour retourner à la maison,
so when he was carrying the water back home,
l'un des pots perdait plus de la moitié d'eau.
And
when,
by the time he arrived home, the broken one was actually losing half of his water.
Et chaque jour, c'était comme ça.
And every day, he arrived with half water.
Et puis un jour,
and one day,
le pot va parler. Je vais faire parler le pot. C'est mon film.
It's my story, so I'm going to make that vessel speak.
My movie.
It's my movie.
C'est mon cinéma. Yeah. Alors donc, alors le pot va dire à ses porteurs.
So the pot is actually speaking.
Oh, j'ai honte.
And he says, I'm ashamed of myself.
C'est ce que je fais, ça te fait souffrir.
Because I make you suffer.
Je perds la plupart.
I lose
de l'eau que tu mets,
most of the water that you bring in me. Put in me to bring to the master. I lose most of it.
À cause de moi, tu as besoin de faire plus de voyages.
And because of me, you have to go more often down to the river.
J'ai honte de ce que.
I'm ashamed.
De ce que je fais.
I'm ashamed of what I'm doing.
J'ai honte de ma faiblesse.
I'm ashamed of my weakness.
Nous avons honte de nos faiblesses.
And we can be ashamed of our weakness sometimes.
Et donc le porteur a dit.
But the man said.
Quand nous irons encore à la source aujourd'hui.
Next time we go down to the river today.
À notre retour.
When we come back.
Regarde, observe au bord de la route là,
la
voie.
Look at the side of the way.
Et tu verras toutes les fleurs qui sont là.
And you'll see all the flowers on the side
of the. Et au retour, le pot a regardé.
So on the way back, the pot looked.
Et il a vu des fleurs.
And he saw flowers.
Il s'est réjoui un peu.
And he rejoiced a little bit.
Mais à la fin, quand ils sont arrivés à la maison,
but when he arrived at home,
il a vu encore qu'il avait perdu la moitié de l'eau.
He saw that he lost half of the water.
Je suis désolé, excuse-moi.
I'm so sorry again.
J'ai encore perdu beaucoup d'eau là.
I lost half of the water.
Et le maître dit, tu n'as pas compris beaucoup de choses.
And the master says, you haven't understood a lot.
Lorsque j'ai vu que tu étais fissuré.
When I saw that you were broken.
Et que tu perdais beaucoup d'eau.
And that you were losing a lot of water.
J'essayais simplement de mettre des fleurs sur le bord du chemin.
I put flowers on the side.
Et chaque fois qu'on retournait, on revenait du ruisseau.
Every time we come up from the river.
L'eau que tu perdais arrosait donc ces fleurs.
The water that you're losing was used to water those plants.
Et après,
on the
je pouvais mettre ces belles fleurs sur la table du maître.
And I cut those flowers every time and bring them to the master's table.
Grâce à ce que tu es maintenant.
Because of what you are now.
Nous avons des belles fleurs.
We have beautiful flowers on the table of the master.
Grâce à ce que nous sommes.
Because of what we are.
La gloire de Dieu est révélée.
The glory of God is revealed.
La gloire de Dieu est visible.
And the glory of God is
la
visible.
La gloire de Dieu est vue.
The glory of God is seen.
Vous imaginez si on était capable de tout faire.
Imagine if we were able to do
c'était
everything.
C'était une question de force de muscles.
If it was all a matter of strength.
Ah, mais où est la gloire de Dieu?
Where is the glory of God?
Parce qu'on est capable de faire.
If I'm able to do things.
Vous savez, tout.
You know, everything.
Toute notre vie.
All our lives.
Relève de la sagesse de Dieu.
Needs the wisdom of God.
Quand je pense à Joseph.
When I think about Joseph.
Vous imaginez Joseph qui dit, bon, je vais en Égypte parce que je serai gouverneur. J'ai fait un rêve, j'ai vu ça.
Imagine Joseph says, oh, you know, I had a dream. I'm going to be a governor. I'm going down
route,
to Egypt.
Va en Égypte.
And then here he goes to Egypt by himself.
Pharaon, il dit, mais écoute, tu sais quoi?
And he goes and meets Pharaoh. He says, you know what, Pharaoh?
Je dois être gouverneur ici.
I need to be the governor here.
Je vous pose la question.
Let me ask you this.
Est-ce que ça allait marcher?
You think it would have worked?
Hein? Aller l'assassiner quelque part là-bas.
They would have chopped him in pieces.
Non. Mais regardez la grande sagesse de Dieu.
But look at the wisdom of God.
Il a été gouverneur là.
He became governor.
Là où Dieu veut que nous soyons.
Where God wants us to be.
Il a toute la sagesse.
He has the wisdom for us.
Pour qu'on soit là.
For us to be there.
Que Dieu bénisse.
God bless you.
Merci.
All right, could you all stand? And now that you're standing, talk to your neighbor about what you heard. Are you the broken pot or the full one? All right, broken vessels. Our next speaker is, he's currently ministering in North London, but he's been in the Czech Republic, Sweden, and Budapest. Would you please welcome Pastor John Boyce?
Good morning, everyone. I come from the disunited kingdom. So, interesting days. But guess who came to me this morning first with the statement, goodbye. How did you know? No, we love the French church there. They're wonderful. But honestly, it's three French people. Goodbye. But pray for us. We have a church of Romanians, and they're feeling insecure, as you can understand, but God has a plan. Amen? And God will use it for His glory. I'd like you to turn to Luke chapter 4. Lord, bless this word, we pray. We thank you for your presence this week. And Lord, your anointing on this pulpit. Lord, we never take it for granted. We're thankful, Lord, for the filling of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, how you speak to our hearts so clearly. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to do that this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In verse 5, there's a very interesting verse. And the devil, taking Jesus up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. I want you to think about that. All the kingdoms of the world, not just the Roman Empire, but throughout history, all the human civilization, the big nations, the famous kingdoms, everything was shown in a moment of time. Amazing history lesson. And I wondered, what the Lord thought about that. Here was Son of God having come from eternity, having stepped out of the glory of heaven with the angels worshiping outside of time, and the devil is offering something that exists for a moment in time. Do you get the picture? Eternity and a moment. All the kingdoms of man in a moment. That is the real picture, folks. That is the real picture. That is the reality of our lives. That is the reality of wisdom for our times. Is to see that the world that we live in is passing. And if our perspective, if our wisdom is not coming from above, if our source of everything is not from eternity, we have a problem. This was a temptation. And this temptation is replicated in so many lives, every day of the week, every month of the year, every year of our lives. Something in time versus eternity. That's reality. But here we are this week, today. And what I love about coming to Baltimore and to our conferences is that we're not here on a high mountain, but we are in the presence of the Lord in eternity. We are in His presence. And there we get the right perspective. There we understand what is important for our lives. What is valuable for my life? Oh Lord, I need your wisdom, who I should marry next year. Lord, I need your wisdom about where I should live in Baltimore. But the Lord says to us, I want to give you, without limit, my eternal wisdom. Eternal wisdom that is coming from the throne of God. I take that as being the greatest privilege that anybody could have. That God would lead us in details of life. Not just, you know, the big issues, but the small issues. Every detail of life. That the Holy Spirit would lead us in eternal wisdom. How amazing that is. In 1 John chapter 2, there's a precious verse. In verse 17. And the world passes away. The world passes away. The picture in the Greek language is a procession. It's a 4th of July parade. And one kingdom is at the front of the parade, and they're following one after the other. But they're passing away. It's going. It's passing away. And the lust of the world. But he that does the will of God dwells forever. Wow. Abides forever. That is our place. That is our calling. That is what God has given us. How amazing. I think of this ship here behind us. How do you sail a ship? With my feelings? No. By the sun and by the stars. By the Son of God and by the body of Christ. That's our life. And it's amazing. It's wonderful. I say to all of us here, myself included, this morning, find the eternal purpose for your life. Find that eternal purpose. Not the temporary purpose, but the eternal purpose. And we go forward in grace. Receiving the wisdom of God for our times. But these perilous times that we live in, the trouble, Brexit or not exit or whatever it is, it's not the issue actually. The issue is my heart. The issue is that I'm walking before God and God is leading me and I have a purpose and I'm going somewhere. And nothing is going to disturb us from that purpose. So praise God, we have an amazing calling. We have an amazing purpose. And God is with us. Amen.
Okay, thank you. You may be seated. Pastor Schaller, could you come here for a minute? I have to ask you a couple questions. I'm just giving it to you what you I think that as a man of God who leads the ministry here, he's one of the wisest pastors, great friend, and has tremendous wisdom in just so many things. Like sometimes I sit and I'm listening, I'm thinking, wow, where does that come? This comes from God. Could you tell me like two or three things that where the wisdom comes from, like from from your perspective, how have you... Because wisdom has sources. It has seven pillars. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but could you tell us maybe in a few words or in 3,000 words or less? This is okay with me. He has a better voice than I do. So,
First of all, we're all born again, so Christ dwells in us. And 1 Corinthians 1:30, for of him are we in Christ Jesus, who is God, has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So you have it. We have it. That's a great starting point. God gave it to us. This is his desire for us. The word wisdom, the first place I think is with Joseph. That he had a different spirit and he was wise. Then we see the center of the Bible is five wisdom books. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And then the first gift mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12 is wisdom. So God has high priority on it. He knows how much we need it. So you have it. So how do we acquire it and how do we relate to God? I think in a word, we learn to listen to God. I am around wise people. I was brought up in the Lord with a wise pastor who basically has taught me, I mean, in a way we could say everything I know, in a sense I could say everything I know either came from him or he inspired me to search it out and find more in from the church fathers, from the Bible itself, from church history. So then the other thing is we mess up when we are foolish. We should recognize it, what foolishness is. If a man is just assuming all the time he has the right answers, all the time he's right, you know, there's nothing wrong, it could be that he's lacking in understanding the nature of life and his own heart. I am more wrong than I realize often. I am more foolish than I am wise. That's all right as long as I know it. Do you get it? Okay, I'm foolish. I should be able to know that, admit it, and get wisdom. Do you see what I mean? like a real fool is somebody that's foolish and they think they're wise. A real foolish thing is to think I'm right all the time. A real foolish position is to just be arrogant and proud and walk around like I know things. Let's be careful about that. The last point is, of course, the Lord, he has great regard when we put ourselves before him in this dependence on him, humility, dependence. And you will learn, your mouth teaches wisdom. You will learn and recognize it, like the messages that we heard this morning and through the whole week. And of course, back at you, Pastor, you are a wise man, and we recognize it with each other. It's so fun, much fun. Wisdom has built a house. Another point, it's easy to destroy things. It's easy to be a critic. It's another thing to build. And there are people always around that are ready to tear down and be a parasite and to tell what's wrong and to be your critic. And we can use our critics in a useful way, but what we really need is to be surrounded by love and for the wisdom of God's people to be around us. I'm like, really, I can, would you like to sit down? I'm taking over. No, I'm joking. I gotta say, this ministry is a team. This ministry has like wisdom, like you find it, you see it. The women, the ushers, the servants, Scotty Dubay, who understands this building, Pastor Taggart, were just amazing. And I see it in the ministries as well. The American pastors that were on the stage yesterday built us up so much. And in our morning session with the pastors and the wives, it is amazing when we just are able to sit back and recognize what God is doing through our sisters and brothers. And the church in Baltimore has a defined purpose in God's plan worldwide. And it's simply a group of people that very often walk in wisdom. And we learn how to relate to each other, handle stressful situations, care about what God cares about. And I'm just so happy to be with a team of people that are like this. They came from the ministry of Dr. Stevens, who the Holy Spirit used to raise up people with decades of experience and also learning about life through humility. And the Lord has, this is a shining light worldwide. And we just happen to be part of it. And I'm just deeply thankful for it.
We'll see if that can stay there without me knocking it over. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, it says, and sadly, whether it could be myself or anyone, Solomon did not abide in this counsel all the time. And it says, get wisdom. So there was a point in his life when he stop going to the source of wisdom. The source was not himself, but it was God himself. And it was God's word. It was his father, David. It was the Spirit's filling. It was faith. It was living in the eternal purpose and really the source of wisdom. And at some point, he stopped receiving. I believe that when you stop receiving air, normally you're finished. You die. You're not breathing anymore, like you're not taking in air. And I really believe that it's important for all of us to grow and increase. Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 52 are two amazing verses. It says in Luke 2, 40, Jesus was filled with wisdom. And then it says in 2:52, he increased in wisdom. And I asked myself a question, if God the Son increased in wisdom, where does that put me? If God the Son, as he who is the Word, he who is the body of Christ, he who has the eternal purpose, he who is the glory of God, he who is the perfect man, perfect God and perfect man, if he increased in wisdom, that meant as the Father's voice was speaking to him, John chapter 8 speaks about, I do always hear the Father's voice, that he would increase in wisdom. And so when I read those verses this morning, I thought to myself, how could I ever think that I could be at a place where I do not need to grow or increase? Amen? The scriptures, the word for grow in the Greek language actually means if it's alive, it grows. Oxano is the word. If it's living, it's going to grow. And so Jesus increased, and Solomon said, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. So I need to keep receiving wisdom from God, and I need to keep going to the source, going to the source, going to the Word. I'm in the Word, and I'm under the Word. This is very important. I'm not just studying the Bible, but I'm being taught the Word of God from a pastor teacher. I'm listening to the Word of God. I'm receiving. And by the way, I think you told me about, we have a Bible school here? Yeah, we have a Bible school here. I'm just having fun. Get wisdom. Come to Bible school. It could be the greatest decision that you would ever make in your life. It happened to me. I remember clearly God speaking to me about Bible school. And I was sick and tired of education. I had been to so many schools, engineering school, psychology, teaching, four-year teacher. I was educated like up to death point. I was like, I can't take any more of this. I kept, you know, because I really didn't want to do anything, so I kept going to school. That's not the case with this Bible school. You go to school to do something, okay? My father forced me to go to engineering school, and I got 5 Fs the first semester, although I was, out of 600 students, the highest in high school in that. I said, I do not want to be an engineer. You're going to be an engineer. You're not going to be a criminal like us. I said, I do not want to be an engineer. I want to be a criminal. I wasn't saved, obviously. And Bible school, I thought about, you know, I don't want to do this. And an interesting story, I told it a few times, but I was working with a partner who was born again. And we were working together in the business. And I came to the office, and there was an ambulance at the office, and he was dead in the office. I backed up, got my car, and never went back again. I said, this is finished. I get you, God. I see what's going on here. I am not going to pursue this anymore. So get wisdom. We keep getting wisdom. So come to Bible school. This is a phenomenal Bible school. I mean, it is amazing. It's amazing, the atmosphere, body life, and it's not like, okay, online and all of that is acceptable and it's okay, and it has its place in God's plan. But come to Bible school. And even if you've been to Bible school, come again. come again. I mean, whatever, you know. Jeremiah 31, 1 through 4, I'll love you again. So get wisdom. And with all of his getting, get understanding. And it says in chapter 9, verse 1, that wisdom has seven pillars, has made a house with seven pillars. And you know, it's amazing to me, if you look at Proverbs chapter 9, not right now, but you have a chance to look at that. And it says, wisdom cries out in the streets. We're going to do that today at 2 o'clock in the market in Baltimore. We're going to be down there crying out in the streets. And it says, wisdom is inviting people to come in. Whosoever is simple and lacks understanding, let them come in. But you know, there's something in verse 13 that is a contrast. The foolish woman is at her door and she is crying out. And it's the same thing. Whosoever is simple and lacks understanding, let them come in. But the people don't know that that's the way to death in the 13th verse. So the woman, wisdom, is crying out. And then the foolish woman is crying out in the streets. And what is going on in this world every single moment of every day? Whether it's through the media or it's through people around us that we work with, whatever's taking place, there is foolishness crying out and there is God's wisdom crying out. And it's saying, come, come, I want you, come. Which voice am I going to listen to? When I want to raise my children, which voice am I listening to? Am I listening to the voice of wisdom or am I listening to the voice of the foolish woman? When it comes to marriage, what am I giving my ear to? See, one is wisdom from above, and one is wisdom from below. We heard Pastor Schaller explain that in a unique way the other night. Wisdom from below is earthly, sensual, and devilish. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without hypocrisy and without partiality. This is the wisdom from above. That's what I need. You know, people talk, you know, if you go into older age as a fool, you'll do foolish things. A lot of older people do some pretty foolish things, like retire. I'm just joking. And you can retire from your job, but be employed 24/7 by Jesus Christ. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. I got an 86-year-old pastor in Ghana. I said, when do you think, like, are you considering? He said, be quiet right now. Don't finish your sentence, Pastor Shibeli. I'm 86 years old, and I just made a major step by stopping two churches. I was pastoring two churches. I'm like, by the way, they were in two different countries. And he's traveling over the mountains. And he just told me to be quiet. And I said, yes, sir. What do you say to an 86-year-old man of God who tells you to be quiet because you're suggesting that maybe he ought to take it easy? Old age, people can do some strange things. Don't we want to bear fruit in our old age? Don't we want to win souls in our old age? Don't we want to know more of Christ in our old age? Don't we want to read the Bible in our old age? Don't we want to disciple people in our old age? Don't we want to be more closely knit together and with oneness in our old age? Yes. Older age. But wisdom is crying out, but the foolish woman is crying out. And this is so sad. God's wisdom. I was thinking today, it's amazing. God uses Saul of Tarsus to persecute the church because the church refused to move on. There was a number of years they just sat in Jerusalem when they were already told, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. And they were sitting there. He says, okay, plan one's not working. Here comes plan two. He's called Saul. And he will push you to the mission field. Hello. And then he converts Saul, and he becomes Paul, and he teaches the ones that he scattered. Want to write a book on that? All these books all over the place, you know. People spend so much time reading books, they don't even know what the Bible says anymore. Bookworms. Well, worms are not so hot, except for catching fish. Listen, it's amazing, the wisdom of God. Like we heard Joseph, and God's wisdom placed him there, and Abraham from the Ur of the Chaldeans, and Ruth the Moabitess, and Rahab the harlot. And you think about the wisdom of God, James and John, two sons of thunder. Imagine what they were like. Imagine what they were like before they met Christ. They wanted to call fire down from heaven when they were with Christ. What were they doing before, you know? I mean, imagine, and the wisdom of God chooses these men. It's incredible. But see, wisdom is crying out, come. But the foolish wisdom, foolishness is crying out, come. And many times, like Pastor Boyce said, it comes with an appeal. Let me show you the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Kenneth Weiss says the word moment is stigme, which is the word for puncture. Satan wanted to puncture Jesus' mind so he would mentally sin once and he could never be the perfect sacrifice. But praise God, he never gave it a place. Amen? Wisdom from above versus wisdom from below, crying out. Crying out. We hear so much crying out. People are crying out for deliverance from situations and addictions and whatever, you name it, crying out. Get wisdom. Amen? Let's be people that keep getting wisdom. Keep coming to the sources. The Word of God, the grace of God, the filling of the Spirit, the eternal purpose of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the faith of the Son of God. We keep coming to the source. We don't just get wisdom. Okay, yeah, convention. Okay, how about Monday? Get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. How about a month from now? Get wisdom. How about 2 months? Get wisdom. How about whatever situation I find myself in as allowed by God in His plan, I simply have not to be at all anxious, fearful, doubt, or live in human reason. I just keep getting wisdom. I get wisdom from the body of Christ, wisdom from the pulpit. It's amazing. Just keep getting wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. And that's awesome. Keep receiving from God. So, Father, thank you today. Help us, God. It's hewn out at 7 pillars, built the house. Help us, Lord Jesus. For in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? They're in Jesus Christ. And oh, the depths of the wisdom and the knowledge of God Himself. Who can understand His ways are past finding out? Unsearchable are His judgments. But God, thank you that you have allowed us to be receivers of your word, receivers of your spirit, receivers of your character, receivers of your faith, receivers of your body, receivers of your gospel. Thank you, Jesus. Help us that we might have a desire and make decisions to get wisdom. Get wisdom, get wisdom, get wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.